All right, everybody, welcome to the call here tonight. This is Jeff Mills, and we're dialing on Thursday night. This is August the 21st, and we're literally less than a month away now from a big gala event that's coming to the Twin Cities, Minnesota, where we are going to have 13 of the top internet marketers in the world coming to our beautiful state to share with people who have a serious need to improve their businesses. We're going to be bringing in these leaders to help you guys, you know, get more leads, get more traffic, get more sales, get more wealth protection, get connected to some of the most important people out there that can help you grow your business. Now, I'm going to show everybody here on the Ustream channel a little picture, and everybody who's listening on the phone, you won't get to see it, but I'll explain what I'm showing so you'll kind of get the benefit there. Let's go do it like this. All right, so what we got in front of us right here, everyone should be seeing on the Ustream channel a red wagon. And for little kids, you know, growing up, the little red wagon was like the total thing to have as a 6-7-year-old. You know, you could put your friends in that wagon. You could go down hills on that wagon. You could pull kids through the grass and through the sand. And it was like the four-wheel drive for kids. But I'm telling you guys, a lot of you in your businesses right now are still running that business as though you're rolling in the wagon, okay? You're dragging your feet. You're getting dirty knees. You're getting bruised. You're tipping over. You're just not stable. You can't really go as fast or as far as you need to in your own home-based business, your small business, your brick-and-mortar business, because you're riding in a wagon. And what I want to advocate for you guys is that to help your business get to the next level, you get yourself one of these things. You get yourself in the front seat of a Ferrari, a red Ferrari, that goes 140 miles an hour on the freeway, and then some, and you're going three times the speed of regular traffic, and you're getting where you want to go fast because you've got mentors, coaches, people that care about you, that want to help you improve your business, help you get more sales leads, help you get more traffic, and help you grow your business. So I'm just here tonight to tell you guys that we're here to help you grow your business. Now, there's a lot of things I want to do in terms of announcements here right at the beginning of this call, because I want people to realize a few things that are coming up at this conference. Let me pull up the website I want to get up. What I want to do is just kind of introduce who some of the speakers are that are going to be speaking at the Midwest Super Conference, so you guys can realize if you haven't looked at the sales letter, you haven't looked at the speaker lineup. I'm going to give you a little bit of background to each of the speakers real quick and what they're going to be speaking about. So what we got here is we got Stephen Beck coming to speak. Stephen's going to be coming down up from Texas, and Stephen's going to help people learn how to get profit, create a product basically from scratch. And right now it's kind of hard to sell other people's products. If you don't have a product of your own, then it's kind of hard for you to make money if you can't sell other people's information products. But maybe you've got a product in your mind that you thought, you know, if I could just figure out how to do this, if I could figure out how to make a DVD, a CD, a home study course of some kind, then I could sell that and I could have affiliates selling my product for me, thus making me more money. And so Stephen Beck is going to teach you guys how to go from concept to cash in 8 weeks. 8 weeks of profit, and you'll love his little system. He's got a lot of people, and my friends have already taken his course that he's got and are loving it. We got Carrie Beck, who's going to be Stephen's wife, actually, and she's going to be talking about eBay. You know, eBay, some people might call it a dinosaur, or it's been around for a long, long time, and it has been. You know, eBay is one of the first kind of social community websites that was out there, getting people connected, feedback systems, bartering and trading, all the kind of great things that eBay does. She's not just going to teach you how to go in your closet and find junk in your closet and sell it and make some cash. For some people, that's important. She's going to tell you how to use eBay as a marketing tool, how to get leads from eBay, how to sell stuff like free, like giveaway, like free CDs or DVDs that you can sell for, like, you know, shipping and handling basically off of eBay, but then turn that shipping and handling fee of like $6.95 into a $1,000 sale. How would you like to learn how that's possible? Carrie's going to break down some really cool eBay marketing systems. All right, we got Jason Pearson, the Perfect Wealth Formula creator. He's got some really interesting traffic strategies that he's employing, that he's been teaching people for the last few years, that's putting thousands upon thousands of dollars in their pockets. And we definitely want to hear what Jason has to say when it comes to growing our business online and learning these secret tactics, these secret formulas that he's got to help us grow our business. Another speaker we have is Jason Henderson, Big Jason Henderson. He's going to be talking about email marketing. And you think, why are we talking about email marketing? Don't we already know everything there is to know about email marketing? Heck no, you guys. There's a lot of you out there not doing email marketing well. I got to say, our guest speaker tonight, Tom, I get your emails from your mailing list, and you are doing an excellent job in what you're communicating in your emails and how you lead those emails back to your blogs and how those blogs have more stories and then recommending products from your sites. I hope those convert well for you because it looks like you're doing a good job on that. We got Rob Smith. You. Yeah, you're welcome. Rob Smith is the he's like the fitness guru to the internet marketing superstars. And you guys might be wondering, gosh, why is a fitness guru coming to an internet marketing conference? Well, I'll tell you why. Because I sit in this chair every day, 12, 15, 16 hours a day on my butt, and it's not healthy for me. Some guys that do this, they get back pain, they get neck pain, they get wrist pain. I go see Rob twice a week now to get myself in shape. And you might see me now, I might look a little overweight, I might look a little fat. I'm not afraid to say it. I am a little fat. But when you guys see me in 30 days or less from now, I will be 25 pounds skinnier. I kid you not. You will see me in the next 4 weeks literally melt away the fat. And we're going to tell you how we did it at the Midwest Super Conference when I have Rob come up there to do a session. And you guys are going to learn a lot of easy, simple things you can do as busy internet marketers that can help you trim the fat as well as just add life to your soul. You know, we are doing these internet marketing businesses. You're doing a home-based business. You're doing a brick-and-mortar business for a reason. And that reason is not to work yourself to death so it takes you away from your family. You know, some people work so hard, their family doesn't even see them. They work so hard, their body is in really bad shape. So you got to think about that. You know, it might not be a big deal to some of you because your kids are growing up and maybe you don't love your spouse as much as you think you need to right now, so why worry about you? I'm telling you, man, if something happened to you, it's going to be a big world of hurt in your family. So just come and learn even from Rob. It's going to radically alter your perceptions about what you can do to get healthy. Incredible stuff. We got Carlos and Lupe Garcia. Now, Carlos and Lupe Garcia have a very alternative method for teaching people how to get traffic to their websites. They don't use Google. They don't use Yahoo. They don't use MSN. They don't use YouTube videos. Okay, they don't use Web 2.0. They don't use MySpace. They don't use Twitter. They don't use Facebook. They don't use any of these hot, you know, quote-unquote hot traffic ideas that everyone's talking about nowadays. What they do is they buy media from websites that are getting tons more traffic than Google gets. Believe it or not, they can get more traffic than they could ever get off of Google at way less prices and fees. And they've made millions and millions and millions of dollars online selling products through ad networks and through buying media campaigns. And they're going to teach you guys. Yeah.
I've heard them speak. They're fabulous. They're really good. They really know what they're talking about.
And they've got a big heart. They're really in this to help people. And that's what all my speakers that come to this conference are about. They're all here to help people. And these guys are going to show you alternatives to getting traffic to your website in ways you probably never thought possible. It's going to blow you away. We got Jill Lublin coming in. Jill, you know, Tom and I met Jill a few months or a year ago back there when we were at John Schilder's speaker training. She was there as well. She is a master at helping people get PR, which is public relations, you know, getting you hooked up on TV shows, radio shows, newspapers, magazines, you know, write-ups on the Internet, you know, press releases. If you don't understand how powerful it can be to get other people talking about you in the media, you're missing out on some really incredible publicity that's going to bring you leads and traffic to your website. So Jill comes out and actually teaches you guys how to talk about you, how to talk about your business, and then where to go find people that will get you connected to the radio stations, the media, so that they will tell your story for you and promote you and make you an expert instantly, instant expert status. It's amazing stuff. Okay, we got Reed Florine coming to speak. Reed Florine is 22 years old. He retired when he was 20. Reed does not have to work right now for a job for anybody because he doesn't need to. He doesn't want to. He has got some really interesting things to talk about when it comes to joint ventures and JV deals and brokering deals for other people with products. And a lot of people who don't have a list, who don't have a product, can connect with Reed and learn how to build a list. He'll actually teach people list-building strategies that's going to help them get a couple thousand people on their mailing list. Reed's dad, his name is Jerry, he just got on the Internet to start marketing like Reed has been for the last 7 years, and Jerry learned how to build a squeeze page, he learned how to create a product, and then he learned how to joint venture through his son, Reed. And now, 7 months later, after beginning his Internet business, he's already got his own mailing list of over 4,000 people and, you know, newbie on the Internet. And so anybody can have that kind of success. Granted, his son is helping him, but still the principles and what he's teaching, what Reed has been teaching his dad, is making his dad very successful. And Reed will tell you guys, if your list is 1,000 people or 4,000 people or 10,000 people, you should be able to monetize that list at about $1 a name per month, which means if your list is 1,000 people, you should be making $1,000 a month with your business. If your list is 5,000 people, you should be making $5,000 a month. And this is kind of a rule of thumb. It might be a little bit more, it might be a little bit less, but imagine if you had a list of 100,000 people. Wow, that would mean you're making $100,000 a month. And you know what? There's guys out there who have that kind of a list size, and guess what? They're making the big bucks in this business, and they need to go see Tom so they can get that money protected instead of getting it, you know, having the government go take it all away. Okay, we got Alejandro Reyes, who is going to be speaking. Alejandro Reyes is a social media rock star. He's all about the Web 2.0 properties. He's all about Twitter and Facebook, MySpace, you know, all these little systems where people can come together and chat together and commune together and just hang out, you know, with people. Alejandro is very well connected and is going to be teaching you guys how to get Internet famous. I mean, how many people want to get Internet famous? All of us do. All of us want to get as big a following of people following us as possible. And in 90 days, Alejandro has an incredible story of how in 90 days he became a social media rock star out of nowhere and has given you guys a step-by-step strategy on how you can dominate and become a social media rock star in your own field and your own niche as well. Kurt Christensen's coming, and he's going to be talking about pay-per-click marketing, which is Google AdWords. He's also talking about how to start your own pay-per-click management company where you can manage other people's pay-per-click campaigns and have them pay you retainers of $2,000, $3,000, $4,000, $5,000 and then a maintenance fee of $500 a month, just making sure their Google AdWords campaigns are tricked out and tooled up and making it work. So he's going to teach you first how Google AdWords works so you can use it for your own benefit. But then if you want to manage other people's accounts and get paid these ridiculously high fees, which, trust me, companies right now are just outsourcing this information to other people because they don't have time to worry about it themselves. It's a great business to be in right now because the pay-per-click market is hot and everybody wants to be there, but no one wants to take the time figure out how to do it. If you come hear Kurt speak, you'll be ahead of the learning curve. We got Steve Renner coming to speak. You guys, Steve Renner is awesome. Formerly, he was a painter, a broke painter who had a dream and had an idea. Why can't I have the success and the riches that all the people I see around the world are having? I'm going to start a business. This guy would go to the library. He didn't even have a computer. He didn't even have the Internet. He'd go to the library, he'd get on a computer, and he'd do all of his Internet surfing and his emailing out of the library. A few years later, he's sitting in a, you know, 46-story office building downtown Minneapolis with over $60 million in sales in his pocket a few years later, some creating some internet marketing concepts and some unique financing options for people on the internet with cash cards, you know, where people can load money onto a card and then send that money from the card to an ATM or get the money out with an ATM. They could get the money out of the bank, or they could just, you know, exchange it from the card right into their bank accounts. And what you don't know about this is that the people who own these cash card companies, they make a percentage on every transaction that goes to and from that card. So he's making money when people load the card. He's making money when they take money off the card. And those little tiny fees of, you know, 30 cents, 50 cents, $1.50 has added up to over $60 million in collected fees for this guy. That is amazing. Now, Steve is going to be talking about internet marketing training systems that he's put together, and also internet marketing advertising solutions that he's put together, that he's seeing people in his organization make $1,000 a day using his tools and services, and he's going to turn you guys on to what those are. Very powerful stuff. Of course, then you've got myself. I'm going to be speaking and talking about bonding, branding, and connecting with your clients and customers through personal branding, my story marketing, who is page blogs, and stuff like that. And you're going to want to definitely hear how I've done that over the years to sell over $2 million of products and services just out of this little closet office that I'm sitting in right now at my house. But tonight, you guys are in for a great treat because we've got Tom Wheelwright that's going to be speaking with you. And before I bring Tom Wheelwright on, I want to let you know this is very important, so listen to me closely. The Midwest Super Conference has reserved a select amount of hotel rooms at a discount at the Holiday Inn Select, which is literally right across the street from the airport. And you guys, I know you all want to be here, and so you need to take action tonight. We're giving you, for a very limited time, a $750 discount, and this is unheard of in the industry. Right now, if you go to MidwestSuperConference.com/3, if you go and order yourself a ticket, you're not going to pay $997, which is what we charge people for the last 2 years, $997. We're giving you a $750 recession rebate, okay? I know times are tough for a lot of people. So for $247, you can get set up as a VIP and come to our conference. And instead of paying $2,000 or $5,000 that all the other conferences are charging right now, save yourself some money, put that money back in your wallet, and come out here and get some great training. You have until August the 27th. It's 6 days away. After August 27th, our hotel room block is released, which means that all the rooms that have a discount will go open to the general public, and if there's any conventions or other events happening here in the Twin Cities, those rooms are going to get picked up, and you're going to miss out. You won't stay at the conference hotel, which you definitely want to be doing for networking, and you'll pay a higher fee by having to stay at either another hotel across the street, or if you can get a room at the Holiday Inn, you're going to be paying, you know, $90 more in fees than what we've got for the special rate. Now, we don't say this to cause, you know, people to take action now. Did you get you guys like thinking I'm just saying this to make you move? I'm saying this because it's true. And if you wait till the last minute, all the rooms that we've reserved could be taken up, completely gone, and no longer available. So I do want to make this very clear. You need to go to MidwestSuperConference.com/3, and you need to scroll down and click on that button that says Reserve My Seat, and then click on the button to $147. Okay, you get to come to what I would think is a $5,000 seminar for $147. And if you can't afford that, or you just can't see the value in that, I question why you're even listening to this call right now, because it is a no-brainer decision to get yourself here as opposed to going anywhere else out there. We're getting the best speakers in the world to come right here to Minneapolis, and you need to be here with us. So without further commercial interruptions, what I want to do is turn the call over to Tom Wheelwright tonight. Now, let me introduce Tom. I met Tom at a seminar, and again, it just comes back to the concepts of going to seminars is where you meet and connect with people who have knowledge and skills that you don't have that can help your businesses grow. And Tom and I were at a seminar learning how to do public speaking and talking from the stage. And it was really funny because I kept talking a lot about internet marketing, and Tom didn't know a lot about internet marketing, and everyone around there wanted to get together and have lunch with me and pick my brain all the time. But I wanted to learn what they're all doing and their businesses and see what they're all about. And Tom is a CPA. He has a firm that's out in Arizona, and he helps people save money on their taxes. He helps people set up strategies, long-term strategies for their businesses and their personal life so that they can create wealth, they can preserve wealth and sustain wealth. And, you know, you can't take it with you. And so why not put some structures in place for your business where you can pass your wealth on to other people in case you die? And you know what? There's no in case you die. It will happen someday. And you can either let the government deal with your estate, which is not a good thing because they're going to take a lot of that money and give it to themselves, or you can learn some of the strategies that Tom's going to be sharing with you guys tonight as well as at the Midwest Super Conference so you guys can be tooled up, protected, and you know, having a legacy that you can pass on to your loved ones. And so, Tom, I want to say thanks for coming on the call here tonight. I'm going to turn the floor over to you, and what do you want to talk about, man?
Thanks, Jeff. Well, let's talk about we're going to talk about some tax. We're going to talk about some wealth. But before I get started, let me just kind of echo what you've been saying. I was at a conference not too long ago. I said that I'd seen Lupe and her husband speak. Well, that conference was a 2.5-day conference, and it was $10,000. And it had pretty much the same, several of the same people you've got. And so, I mean, I got to say, Jeff, I'm shocked. I'm shocked at what you're doing. I think it's great. You know, I think it's great that you're willing to give this kind of bargain away. But I got to tell you, I was at a conference in January that, if I remember right, I was invited because I was a speaker. But if I remember right, the fee was $10,000. So, and I know several of these people. Jill Lublin has become a good friend of mine. She's fabulous. I've been to her seminar. So this will, and I'm really looking forward to it. But let me go back again to something else you said, Jeff, which is, you know, you talk about earning $1,000 a day or $5,000 a day or, you know, $100,000 a month. And, you know, people don't really like to hear the word taxes. I think they're mostly afraid of, you know, taxes, and oh, they're scary, and they're incomprehensible, and they're too difficult. But the reality is that if you're earning $100,000 a month and you don't do any tax planning, you're really only earning $50,000 a month, because 50% of what you're earning is going to go to the government, either in income tax, sales tax, property tax, payroll tax, or some other kind of a tax. So taxes, people don't always think about taxes as being such a crucial part, but of all the expenses that you have, the single expense that's probably the single largest expense, particularly for internet marketers, because you guys don't typically have a lot of payroll expense. You know, you're doing a lot of things, you're outsourcing and stuff like that. Typically, the single biggest expense you'll have will be income and employment taxes for your own income that you earn. And it's also the single easiest expense to reduce. It's the absolutely single easiest expense to reduce. One of the things that we talk about is about the type of the big mistake that a lot of people make. And a lot of people make the mistake of just having no tax planning at all. That's the first mistake they make. And the problem with that, of course, is that the government's just taking a huge chunk. And it's not just the initial chunk that's such a big deal. But if you think about it, if you had, go back to that $100,000 a month, if you had $1 million out of that $1.2 million that you earned during the year, instead of only having $600,000, and you were able to invest that money, that extra money, the difference, we've actually run numbers on this, Jeff, and the difference over a 7-year period on whether you do tax planning or not is double. In other words, you can only earn half as much, have half as much wealth accumulated at the end of 7 years without tax planning as you can with good tax planning. It's just a huge number that you're just giving, that people are giving away to government. And so that's number one. And let me give you I can give you a couple of tips on that. The second one I kind of want to the second mistake that people make is a lack of focus and strategy for their investments, their wealth, how they accumulate wealth. Because here you are, the goal of every internet marketer, and I work with a lot of internet marketers, is to make lots of money. And that's great. But the real key to wealth is not how much money you make, it's how much money you keep. So, you can make $1 million a year. If you're only keeping $500,000, you'd be better off making $700,000 a year and keeping $600,000. I know that seems kind of obvious, but believe it or not, there's so many people that just have not quite gotten that concept. And then what do you do with that money when you have it? You know, once you have it, do you put it in the stock market? Do you put it in a CD? You know, what do you do with that money? Do you put it back in your business? So having a strategy of what to do there is a big one too. And the third one I want to just kind of touch on a little bit here is financial education. But let me go back to the tax savings. Jeff, you promised these folks $10,000 in tax savings, so I will absolutely deliver on that tonight. I can give you $10,000 of tax savings, and I give you a lot more than that at the conference. Here's the reality is, like I said, most business owners overpay their taxes. Most. I probably see anywhere from 5 to 10 tax returns a week from prospective clients. In other words, people who have come to us, they say, and look at my tax return if you would. And, you know, we charge a fee and we look at their tax return. And I would easily say 95%. Easily 95% are overpaying their taxes. And they're overpaying them not because their accountant is doing something wrong per se, but rather because there's a lack of planning. And it's not just a lack of planning, but it's a lack of the type of planning. When we talk about tax planning, we talk about permanent tax savings. In other words, when you think about it, if you put money into a pension plan or a profit sharing plan, which is what I would say 90% of accountants will tell you to do, at least 90%. What you're doing is you're postponing your tax from today to sometime down the road. Now, the only time that makes sense is if you think you're going to be in a lower tax bracket when you take the money out than you are today. And if you think that, then I've got a bridge, you know, for you to buy in Lake Havasu, the London Bridge. The reality is that tax rates are only going to go up from where they are today. And if you're going to be in a lower tax bracket, it must mean that you're planning on retiring poor. But I've really never met anybody at all the seminars I've taught. I've never met anybody who really wanted to retire poor, particularly internet marketers who they're looking to be rich now and rich for a very long time. So when we talk about tax planning, we're always going to talk about permanent tax savings. Things like, for example, let me give you a couple of easy ones. Let's say that you do a lot of travel, like you, Jeff. Let's say you're traveling a lot. Let's say you're even traveling on cruise lines, things like that. If you do it right, if you pay attention to the rules, and that's part of one of the keys to good tax planning. One is knowing the difference between permanent and temporary tax savings, but the other is understanding that if you can move an expense from a non-deductible expense to a deductible expense, that's a permanent savings. In other words, you never have to pay that money back to the government. So one of the permanent tax savings is to shift your expenses from non-deductible to deductible. Well, an example of that is travel. If you travel a lot, there are opportunities to turn that travel into a deductible expense. Let me give you one. Okay, this bite right here will be worth your time tonight. let's say that you travel to see, let's say you want to go to Hawaii. Okay, one of my favorite places. Just got back from Hawaii about a week and a half ago. You want to go to Hawaii. Hello?
Tom, what island did you go to?
Big Island. We have a place over there on the Big Island that we go to every year. Love it. I'm sorry?
You do any surfing?
No, we didn't do surfing. We did do some diving.
Cool.
Absolutely fabulous dive with manta rays. Just unbelievable night dive. Unbelievable night dive. But, you know, we're going there. We're enjoying it. Well, guess what? My business partner and his wife came too. Guess what we did? We spent a good portion of the time talking about business. We had a partner meeting there. Well, if you do this right, now you have to be very tight on this. In other words, you have to follow all the rules. So number one, part of a tax strategy is you have to focus on permanent tax savings. Number two is you've got to know the rules. So there's some more details to this, more than I can give in this call. But suffice to say, if you're doing questions of how to do this, you can take that trip to Hawaii and make the whole thing deductible. And if not the whole thing, a good portion of that thing, of that travel. Another one is meals and entertainment. Now, if you're an internet marketer, chances are you own your business. Chances are also that you're like me and every other that I know. When you go to dinner with your spouse, you are talking about business. Fair, Jeff?
Yeah, I'm there.
Okay, so you go to business to dinner with your spouse, you're talking about business. Well, you properly document that, that's deductible in a business.
Half of it, though.
It's not deductible if you don't have a business. I'm sorry?
Is it half or is it all of it?
Well, yeah, they take a 50% haircut.
Right.
But heck, you know, if you get 50% of that meal is deductible, that's a lot better than none of it deductible.
Absolutely.
So meals and entertainment are another one. A third area that people make mistakes on from a tax strategy standpoint is not having the right entity set up. Which entity you're in depends a lot on your specific business. So, and how you're set up in your family, and that's part of an overall tax strategy. And an overall tax strategy, you want to look at long-term, you want to look at the big picture, you want to make sure you're looking not just at your situation today, but your situation 20 years from now, your children, your grandchildren, like Jeff, you were saying, you know, who do you want the money to go to when you die? So we're actually talking about generational planning here. So, but when you do that, you've got to be very personal, okay? So you want to do very personal tax planning. But one of the areas that you're going to want to look at in detail is which type of entity you select. In other words, are you a sole proprietor? That means no entity whatsoever, basically. Schedule C, okay? A lot of you know that. In fact, I'm guessing that a lot of you on the call here are reporting on a Schedule C. Just a comment on Schedule C. If you are reporting on a Schedule C, you're four times more likely to be audited than if you don't have a Schedule C. Also, you're paying more tax, and you have more risk. So Schedule Cs generally you're pretty much hanging out there. They're easy, but there's a big price for that ease, for being easy. Are you a partnership? I'm sorry?
I heard the government wants everyone to kind of mistakenly or kind of fall into that sole proprietor market because that's where they can make their most tax collections, and they don't want people – they're not, like, evil, like, trying to, like, keep this information from people, but I think they hope people do the sole proprietorship because they're not going to learn these tips that you're going to share with them here in a few minutes about what happens when, you know, corporations are taxed, you know, differently than individuals that are sole proprietors. Hugely different.
Huge. It's huge. Sole proprietors by far pay the most tax, by far have the most risk. The only thing is it's easy. And yeah, so you're penalized for being a sole proprietor. You're penalized. There's no question that the tax law penalizes sole proprietors. But the good news is that there are options, and they're not that difficult. They, again, you have to know the rules. And a good CPA, a good accountant will know the rules, and a really good one will be able to communicate them to you, and then an extraordinary one will be able to be creative with them. So if you understand the rules, though, you can choose a better entity. And in fact, there are some combinations of entities that are huge. For example, okay, I'm going to give you this. I'm going to wait till the end of the call here to give you this one, but I'm going to tell you that I'm going to give you an example at the end of the call that's worth the $10,000. Okay, I will give you an entity structure that will save you $10,000 today. Okay, but the different types of entities are sole proprietorship, partnership. There's different types of partnerships: general partnership, limited partnership. There's S corporations, C corporations. There's LLCs, and LLCs have their own very special rules, and they can be wonderful opportunities if you use an LLC. You know, whenever we talk about tax planning, about how LLCs are used. But I'm going to hold. I want to cover a lot. I want to give people a lot of information here tonight. So I'm going to hold off on that that one entity opportunity for about 20 minutes here, and I'll give you that at the end of the call. Second thing I'd mentioned was the investment strategy, and what we like to call it is we like to call it a wealth strategy, because there's really three types of people in the world. There are savers. These are the people who scrimp and save, and they put aside money every month, and they put it into a CD or into a mutual fund. They make maybe anywhere from 3% to 5%, if they're lucky, 8 to 10% in a good year, and they are saving. Okay, these are savers. Savers, so you know, like sole proprietors, don't get a lot of tax benefits. You notice, whereas dividends, which are investors, right, what you get from investing, dividends have a preferential tax rate. Capital gains have a preferential tax rate. Those are investing opportunities. Interest income, which is what savers normally get, is taxable at 100% of your highest tax rate. So savers are actually penalized under the tax law. And savers are penalized in other ways, too, because the amount of income that they can earn typically does not even keep up with inflation, particularly with what we've seen with gas prices, everything else. You know, the real cost of inflation right now is well over 10% when you consider the devaluation of the dollar. So savers have a tough time keeping up with inflation. The second group, which have kind of they've gone beyond the savers, they're still not in huge debt, which savers are still better off than those people who are, you know, $300,000 of credit card debt, ready to go bankrupt any minute, and going bankrupt all the time, which, by the way, is happening daily. People are just going right and left into foreclosure and bankruptcy right now. So the savers are better than that. Then the next group is investors. Now, investors, they're certainly, you know, if they're well-informed, they have good education, which is the last thing I want to talk about today. But investors are certainly better off than savers, because investors are doing things like they're either investing in the stock market, or they're investing in hopefully higher return type of investments. And investors typically can make anywhere from 10 to 20, 25%, sometimes even more, on their money. Okay, that's the second level of investor, is what we call the investor group. The third group are these are the people who are building serious wealth. This is what we call generational wealth. Okay, the people who build generational wealth, you think about them, who are they? They're people like Bill Gates. They're people like the Campbell Soup family. They're people like Warren Buffett. They're people like Donald Trump. These people, when you think about it, they are all in some kind of business, and they're treating all of their investing like a business as well. So they are totally involved in business. Business is, from a tax standpoint, has the greatest tax benefits, okay, the most opportunities to save money from taxes. It's the greatest opportunity to make money, certainly the most opportunity for leverage, the most opportunity to use other people's ideas. So business is really the only way to make a lot of money and to make generational wealth. But in order to do that, you have to have a strategy. Now, we talked about a tax strategy. Tax strategy is important. A wealth strategy is just as important. And a wealth strategy includes, again, where are you right now? Quantifying where you are right now. We're going to talk about at the seminar, we're going to talk about how to quantify where you are today, how to quantify what you want to achieve. In other words, when you think about where you'd like to be, it's a lifestyle. I mean, you guys in internet marketing, most of the people I've met in internet marketing are in it for lifestyle. Okay, it's a lifestyle thing. It's both a lifestyle from I hate to hear you working 12 to 15 hours a day there, Jeff. I know most internet marketers, their goal is to work, you know, the four-hour work week. That's the ultimate goal.
That's the minute.
And I'm sure you... I suspect it is. I suspect it is. I know some who have a 20-hour work week. They got to be pretty happy with 20 hours.
I take lots of time off during the day, so I mean I'm not hardcore. I slept in today till like 11, you know, that kind of stuff. So it comes and goes.
Well, you know, and that's really part of what the definition of financial freedom is, isn't it? It's, you know, just having the time during the day, time to, you know, like, you know, I can take off 2 weeks, go to Hawaii, and not have to worry about my business. I mean, to me, that's freedom, because I don't have to worry about it. Other people, I have other people, I have systems in place, people taking care of it. And that's what we're after. And most people in internet marketing, that's what they're after. It's a lifestyle. It's a certain amount of wealth. It's retiring at 20, like the guy who's speaking at the conference. It's retiring when you're 30 or 40 or even 50. Most people, in reality, won't even be able to retire when they're 65. I'm a baby boomer, okay? So I'll admit I'm old. And most baby boomers, to be honest, will not be able to retire for a very long time. And they may never be able to retire. So this is a challenge. So if you want that lifestyle, you have to plan for that lifestyle. So one of the things we're going to talk about at the conference and give some ideas here of what you need to do is you've got to think about, all right, what do I want for my lifestyle? What's my desired lifestyle? And then we have to quantify that. So I'm going to show you some tips at the conference as to how to quantify that lifestyle, how to actually decide, okay, if I want X lifestyle, okay, I want to be living on Maui, I want to have a house there, I want to have a house in Paris, and I want to, you know, for me, it's a house in Paris, it's a house in Hawaii, it's a house in Park City, and a house in Phoenix. I'm sorry, Jeff.
No, you don't want a house in Minnesota?
No, but I do have a niece in Minnesota, so I have a thing about
here.
Mosquitoes.
Thousand Lakes.
What's
you
that?
A cabin on the lake. Beautiful.
I understand. I understand that. I actually have not spent a lot of time in Minnesota. My niece lives in Arizona in Minnesota. I understand that Minnesota actually has the best mosquito program in the world as far as keeping the mosquitoes under control. But if there's a mosquito within 10 miles, it will get me. So
you know what? I don't know what program they put together right now, but there's been no mosquitoes where I live this summer. Absolutely none. Zero.
That doesn't surprise me. My niece who lives there, her father was actually his specialty is mosquitoes, and he was actually in La Crosse, Wisconsin for 30 years, and that's he's the one who told me that. He says they do a wonderful job with mosquitoes in Minnesota. Absolutely, Minnesota sounds great.
I'm just teasing you, though.
It will be. We're actually building a house in Park City, Utah, though, and it's absolutely
wow.
Gorgeous.
Are you a big skier?
No, I hate winters. We'll rent it out during the winter, and I'll be there in the summer.
Okay.
It's perfect in the summer. It's absolutely perfect. No bugs, yeah. No mosquitoes, no heat. It's just ideal. So the skiers can have it.
How hot is it there in Arizona?
Oh, Arizona's awful. It's 105 degrees right now. It's 7 o'clock at night. It's 105 degrees. It's miserable. And it'll be that way for another month. So anyway, back to wealth. You know, I mean, you think about this. Okay, if that's what I want, I got to think about some things here. I've got to think about, okay, how much is that going to cost me? And we're going to help you quantify that. How do I get from where I am? When do I want to be there? Okay, do I really want to wait 25 years, or do I want to do that in 5 or 6 years? Okay, if I want to do it in 5 or 6 years, how do I get there? So, what I'm going to go through in the conference is talk about just how do you put that wealth strategy together? How do you quantify where you're going? How do you quantify where you are today? And then I'm going to teach you how to get there, because while most financial planners will tell you, in fact, if they're a financial advisor from a stock investment standpoint, they are not allowed by law to suggest that you might get a return better than 8 to 10%. Now, right now, nobody's getting 8 to 10% in the stock market. They'd be thrilled with that kind of number. But what I want to teach you, and if you get that 8 to 10%, then the reality is it's about 30 years to retirement. If you put aside, say, $10,000 a year, and you started with $500,000 to invest, and you put down $10,000 a year, if you're a typical investor, you're about 35 years from retirement. 35 years. If you're an investor, that's kind of on the saving side. If you're an investor and a good investor, you're probably only 15 to 20 years from retirement. But what I'm going to teach you, when you combine some of the tax strategies we talk about, I'm going to actually teach you how to do that in 5 to 10 years. So you can get much better returns. You can increase your returns and lower your risk. One of the big fallacies the financial planners will tell you is that the higher the reward, the higher the risk. And I can prove to you that that is not true. The reason where risk comes into play, and this goes to my next point here, where you get high risk is when you don't have good financial education. Okay, when you don't have the education, you have very high risk. That's why I wrote an article about a year ago for Robert Kiyosaki's column in Yahoo Finance, and it was called Why the Lottery is a Better Investment Than Mutual Funds. And it was a little tongue-in-cheek. But the reality is that for a lot of people, a mutual fund is just a lottery because they have no idea what goes into it. They have no education on it. So having that kind of education is absolutely, without question, the best investment. And when it comes down to it, financial freedom comes from education. My wife is patiently sitting here listening to me, and I told her a while ago, I said, you know, she said, with all you've got going on, Tom, how do you sleep at night? I said, well, the reality is that like Donald Trump several years ago, I know that if everything was taken away from me today, I could get it back tomorrow because I know how to make money. Now, what you're going to be teaching people is how to make money in the online marketing industry. And then what we need to do is, once we make that money, how do we keep it from the government? Okay, I'm going to give you a tip in just a minute here. How do we keep it from the government? And then what do we do with it? And what we do with it is really the subject of most of what I'm going to be speaking about in Minnesota. And this is a subject that I've taught several times, and we're going to be very specific. We're going to tell you how to decide what to invest in, how to decide how to put together that wealth strategy, who should be on your team, how do you build a team, because you know, as a business, if you're a business, you're all business owners. So if you're a business owner, you know you can't do it yourself. Doing it by yourself is just doesn't work. So you've got to have the team around you. Well, we understand that from a business standpoint. What we also have to understand is that when we're building our wealth, when we're investing that money, we also need a team, and we also need to treat it as a business. So we're gonna walk through step by step how to do that, including we want to quantify. Remember, you want to quantify where you are today. You want to quantify where you're going, and then you want to be very specific. What am I going to invest in? What's my strategy? How do I know what I'm going to enjoy investing in? Because we want you to enjoy what you do when you are using that money and building wealth. We want you to enjoy it. We want you to be successful at it, and we want it to take absolutely as little time as possible. Let me give you a quick story about that. About 3 years ago, I was at a Rich Dad seminar. During one of the breaks, I got a call from my real estate guy who finds real estate for me. And he said, Tom, he says, I've got a property, and I like it. I asked him, I said, Brian, real name, I said, Brian, tell me, does it meet the criteria that we set up? He says, yes. I said, okay, so when do you need the money? Tomorrow. Okay, you got it. See, all I had to do was decide, do I have the money to make the investment? I did not have to decide whether the investment was a good choice, because what I'd done was I had already set up my criteria. So one of the things we're going to do at the conference in Minnesota is we're going to teach you how to determine those criteria. Okay, how do you determine what should I invest in? For me, it was real estate, first of all. That's what I like to put my money into. Real estate in my business, okay? We want to be very, very focused. Don't want it scattered all over the place. And two, what type of real estate? And then, you know, what kind of real estate investments will I entertain? So I want, if we know all those things ahead of time, we make all those decisions, we've got this really great foundation, you can make tons of money with very little time. I spend an hour a week on my real estate, and I make more money in real estate than I make in my business. And I'm like you, Jeff. You know, I agree. 4-hour work week, that's a myth. I put time into my business, so I have lots of flexibility like you do. And there's no question that I make tons of money doing my real estate because I have the right team. Now, I make lots of money in my business, too, even when I'm away, because I have the right team. So we're going to teach you how to build that team and how to build that strategy. But I promised you we're running out of time, and I promised you a tip here. So I'm going to give it to you. No charge. Here you go. So if you have a pen, I definitely suggest you write this down. Let's say that you have your primary business, and let's say for argument's sake, you're not a sole proprietor, but you're an S corporation. Okay, may or may not be the right entity for you, but let's say, for instance, you are. Let's say that you make $500,000 a year. Okay, you're making a bunch of money. Okay, now you could be making less than that, but let's say you're making $500,000. And let's say that you decide, well, you know what, I don't want to pay 40% tax, which is about what you're going to pay on that $500,000. I'd like to reduce that at least some. So I'm going to give you one tip to reduce it by $10,000. You're going to be in a, you're like I said, you're going to be in a 40% tax bracket, 35% federal, 5% state. Let's say that we form a C corporation. Now, I can teach you how to do that C corporation, but let's say we form a C corporation, okay? And let's say that that C corporation performs services for our S corporation. And we have to be careful about what types of services, okay? Remember, know the rules. Let's say, though, that then we pay the C corporation $50,000 a year to render those services. Now, here's what happens. The S corporation... Okay, now an S corporation flows through to us, so we're paying 40% on that money. The S corporation gets a deduction of $50,000. Okay, that deduction is worth 40% of $50,000 or $20,000. Okay? So we get a $20,000 tax benefit. But, of course, we're going to pick up the income in the C corporation. The C corporations are unusual entities in that they have their own tax rates. And they have their own tax brackets, marginal tax brackets. Well, it turns out that the first $50,000 of income in a C corporation is only taxed at 15% federal, in most states, about 5%. So you're going to be, instead of 35% federal tax rate, 15% federal tax rate, you get a 20% tax benefit on that $50,000, which equals $10,000. So that is a permanent tax benefit. If you do it right, it's a permanent tax benefit. Anybody has any questions about it, you know, send me an email. Send Jeff an email. He'll get it to me. I'm happy to answer. Or we can talk about it at the conference, however you'd like to do that. But that's the type of thing. Now, that's just, you know, we're just... skimming the surface here. That's a pretty simple one. I think we
kids real quick. Go ahead, Jeff. That's a big that people don't even know about. Can you just mention real briefly, like employing your family or employing your kids, how that can reduce your taxes too?
Oh, absolutely. That's another one. See, again, what we want to do when we're talking about permanent tax savings, we either want to shift expenses from non-deductible to deductible. Sorry about that. We either shift expenses from non-deductible to deductible, or we want to reduce tax rates. Okay? Well, one of the ways to reduce tax rates is with a C corporation. Another way to reduce tax rates is with children. Now, there's a kiddie tax. So it's not quite as simple as it used to be, because it used to be that if they were 14 years old, they got their own tax rate no matter what. You know, now we've got to go through some steps, but they still get their own tax rate if it's earned income. So if your kids work for you, we can get a lower tax bracket. Let's say I'll give you one other tip here. Let's say they get into a lower tax bracket, and then we start the money that we pay them, we put into a Roth IRA that grows tax free for the rest of their lives. That's money that, quite honestly, they start early enough, could be used for their college education, because there are certain rules as to when you take money out, that if they start young enough, they can actually take some of that money out for their college education. They could use it for their first home. Okay, so we can keep control over the money. In other words, we don't have to hand it to them. All right, we can keep control over it. Remember, what wealthy people do is not own a lot of assets, but control a lot of assets. They don't own a lot, but they control a lot. So that's what we want to do. We want to keep the taxes down and control the assets. We don't have to own them. Okay, that's why, like a C corporation, we don't own the asset, the money in the C corporation, but we own the C corporation, so we control the money in the C corporation. Is that making sense, Jeff?
Yeah, let me ask you this, because... You know, our friend JJ taught me this one, and you can give me your opinion on it. But JJ said, "Hey, you know, do you use Isabella, who's my daughter? Do you use Izzy on your website?" I said, "Yeah." Do you put her picture, and do you market your family, and you market her on your site? I said, "Yeah, all the time." He says, "Well, then you can be paying her royalties. You can pay Isabella royalties for the rights to use her picture on your websites, and that could be."
Right, or you can, or I'll tell you, actually, right now, even better than that, royalties may be treated as the wrong kind of income for, but what we can do, we can also pay her a modeling fee.
Okay.
Okay, yeah. So we could pay royalties, we could pay a modeling fee. Yeah, I mean, there are ways to pay kids. I mean, even little kids, if, yes, they are appropriate, you know, for your advertising materials. Absolutely. That's a good one.
Camera when I'm recording, because I can't hold the camera when I record. She's my little camera.
Sure, so
she's my key pep. She's my boom
operator.
Yeah,
you can pay her to do that. I have a client whose daughters manage his real estate.
Yeah.
They manage his real estate. They do the bookkeeping. They manage it. They're 12.
Wow.
You know, one of the benefits here is you're also involving the kids in your business. You're teaching them about business. So there's a lot of here's something to remember about tax planning. These aren't loopholes we're talking about. These are intentional tax benefits because Congress wants us to behave a certain way because they know that if we behave this way, we'll actually make more money and we'll produce more in the economy. So by teaching our children about money, by bringing them into the business, we're actually helping the economy, right? Because we're teaching future generations. So we get a tax benefit for that, okay? If we provide housing for low-income people, we get a special tax benefit for that because we're providing housing. We're doing something for society. So all of these things, I want it to be perfectly clear, these are not, I would not call these loopholes. These are intentional tax provisions that most accountants don't know, unfortunately. They're not creative about. They're totally available, like you said, Jeff, and most people just don't know the rules.
Yeah, I think a lot of people want to stay conservative, too. You know, they're afraid to push what they think might be pushing the limit or, you know, going out on a limb to go for a certain kind of deduction, but it's within the bounds of the law to go for it. But what you're talking about is educating people so they set up a structure, they set up a system, a way of reporting these things so that if there was an audit, if there was, you know, some kind of a way that people wanted to check you, you have it all documented. And the documentation is, I guess, the biggest key you could ever stress on people is how to document everything you do, corporate meetings, corporate charters, things like that. I mean, you can even rent your house to your corporation, and your corporation pays you a fee, and then that money you make in that fee for the corporation, that could be a tax-free income for people. They don't even realize that. That's available.
There are lots of opportunities I think if you understand the rules, I go back to learning the rules. I think if you understand the rules, I think what you'll find is that it's actually more risky to not know the rules and to not do this. And the IRS, I'll tell you, the IRS is auditing quite a bit right now, but we are having tremendous success. And one of the reasons we have success is what you talk about is documentation. Part of it is how you do your tax return. There are different ways to do the tax return. Some increased chances of audit and some reduced chances of audit. Certainly your entity structures increase or decrease your chances of audit. So there's lots of things to do that not only reduce your taxes, but also, like you're talking about, Jeff, reduce your chances of audit. And then if you do get audited, reduce the chance that you're going to have to pay any money on audit.
Now, Tom, we had about 3 or 4 questions come through here in the chat room. So if you can give us about 5 more minutes of your time, can you hang around for about 5 more minutes? Okay.
Sure, go ahead.
JR has a question. He says, what recommendations do you have for internet marketers with, you know, an online business to help them reduce their taxes? You know, or do you have any current case studies of people who are doing some strategies? We kind of covered some of that, but do you want to give
Yeah, we examples? Covered a couple of those. You know, certainly the C-Corp strategy, it can be a big one. Because we can actually do that. If we do it right, we can actually do it with more than one C-corporation, so we can get more than 10,000. I have a client who has 4, okay, he's done set it up right, so he has 4, so that's 40,000 a year he's saving in taxes. Children are great, travel, meals, and entertainment. there's, you know, how you invest makes a huge difference. Lots of different business deductions that are available that that people don't know about. Obviously, too much to talk about now, but I would say those two are huge. I mean, the children, using your children, and the C Corporation are two of the biggest tips I could give.
Okay. How about this one? You know, people wonder what state should I register in? Nevada's, Delaware's, the state I live in. I mean, is it really true that you should register in the state you live in, or if you're not doing business in another state, it doesn't really make sense to... I mean, if I'm not doing any business in Nevada, should I get a Nevada corporation even though I'm not doing anything there, or is there still ways to get around that, or what do you...
Yeah, I can answer that. The reason people talk about using Nevada or Wyoming or New Mexico or Delaware LLCs or corporations is privacy. In most states, when you set up your LLC or your corporation, you have to disclose.
We lost Tom. We have to disclose, and we don't have the ending of that sentence. So maybe he'll call back in. Everybody's on bated breath right now wondering, will Tom make it back in? Looking at some of the other questions here, what's the best bet, S and C Corp? That's from Talita. She's asking, what's the best, you know, and I don't know, because I'm not an attorney or a CPA, nor do I play one on the internet, but what I can tell you is Tom's been stressing, if you hear him a lot tonight, he's talking a lot about that C Corp, because that C Corp gets taxed differently than an individual gets taxed as a sole proprietor or even an LLC. And LLCs, for the most part, can act as a pass-through organization that is taxed at the most highest rates depending on the income you're going to make. So you definitely need to consult with your people, your tax people. And if you're not sure on that, why it's really important you come to the Midwest Super Conference, because imagine sitting down with Tom and asking him all the questions you have about taxes, about wealth creation strategies and stuff, and you've got a guy that makes, you know, millions of dollars a year advising people, and you can sit down at lunch and dinner during the break times with this guy and pick his brain, and he is under contract from me to share freely with you anything that he can to help you grow your business, whether he's speaking on the stage or sitting in the back of the room or in a chair next to you at the conference. I mean, that's the kind of access you're going to get to these people during the conference. So you definitely want to make sure you know that. Let's see, what else we got on here for a question? Yeah, the government shut them off. That's what Deal Dave said. You're a funny guy. Funny guy. There is tax advantages of Nevada because Nevada doesn't charge state income tax, from what I understand. But the point I was bringing up with Tom before he got disconnected was that if you don't ever step foot into Nevada and don't do business in Nevada, and for example, I make all my business and do all my business in Minnesota, even though I've got a Nevada corporation. So my attorneys say it's not going to benefit me to claim a Nevada status when I haven't even stepped foot in Nevada or done business in Nevada or anything, have an office in Nevada for that matter. So you need to be careful.
Hey, Jeff?
Yeah.
Sorry about that. I got cut off.
We thought the government
shut
you down.
Don't know why. They shut me down.
Big Brother was watching, and they just kind of said, nope, he's going to give away this big tip. Stop it.
Exactly. My point, I apologize for this. My point is that if you want privacy, in other words, if you don't want to know who the owner is of your company, then yes, that's when you would use a Wyoming, for example, a Wyoming LLC. If you don't care because everybody's going to know you anyway for any reason, you're still going to have to register to do business in the state that you're working out of. So you might as well form in your state. If you don't care about privacy, the primary reason that people form in Wyoming or Nevada, et cetera, is for privacy purposes. The other reason is there are actually potentially, depending on what you're selling, where you're producing it, et cetera. There are some state tax planning. Now, I teach at Arizona State University. I teach a course to the Masters of Tax students on multi-state tax planning. And there are some things we can do. So that's another possible reason that you would want to be in more than one state. But privacy is the primary reason people choose. Don't make the mistake of thinking that if you incorporate in Nevada that you don't have to pay state income taxes. That is just bogus. That's just wrong. You can go to jail for that. So don't make that mistake.
Right. Exactly. We had one more question in here.
Yeah.
Let me see if I can find it. I don't know. Maybe I lost it. If anyone had a quick question that we didn't get answered, throw it up in the chat box real quick, and I'll ask it to Tom. Otherwise, we're going to let him go out. Sounds like you got a night planned with the wife tonight or something fun going on.
Well, we're actually sitting in the airport in Phoenix trying to get to Las Vegas.
Ah, so you are going to go have some fun.
Yeah, well, that's the idea. I actually have a client there tomorrow, but we are hoping to have some fun.
This is a fun as well as a business trip for Tom, and he will definitely be riding some of this trip off.
Absolutely. Of course, my wife is also my business. My wife is one of my business partners also.
Yeah, man, I have so many questions for you too, Tom, personally. I should give you a call because I'm getting myself on stuff. But when are you getting back in town? Next week sometime?
I'll be available on Monday and Tuesday. I'm traveling next week, but I'm available. I'm mostly in the hotel during the day and speaking at night.
Cool. Well, anyway, I'm going to go ahead and let you go, Tom, so you can get back to hanging out at the airport and just schmoozing there with your wife. Appreciate your time coming on the call tonight. And I can tell you guys, just the little bit of information we shared with you tonight on this call, I mean, we've already given you incredible tax tips and wealth strategies that are going to sustain and prolong what your money can do for you, as well as, like Tom said, legally give you the benefits of what's in the written law of the United States, saying you can do certain things without having to feel bashful or bad or like you're ripping the government off or that you found some kind of crazy loophole that, you know, no one else is using. No, these are there for a reason. They're there to help people like you get deductions. And if you don't have a clue how to structure this stuff and you don't have the knowledge and you're paying too much money in taxes, I mean, stop. Number one, stop what you're doing. Come to the Midwest Super Conference 30 days away from now. Sit down and listen to Tom as well as the rest of the speakers we have and get the knowledge you need to take your business where it needs to go for the future, because doing it the same way now is going to do nothing but cause you heartache in the future. Not setting yourself up properly as in a tax entity or a business entity or a corporation structure means you're paying more than you should. So come listen to what Tom's going to talk about. I encourage you guys. I implore you. I mean, we got room for lots more people to come to the conference, you guys. We are going to rock and roll this thing. People are going to be coming here, and every time they do, they say this is the best conference they've ever attended in their life. And you can look at the testimonials. Don't take my word for it, but if you look at the testimonials of the people on our sales letter at MidwestSuperConference.com/3, you can see many happy clients and many endorsements from some of the top marketers in the world. And they know my conference is worth $5,000, and people tell me I'm crazy for reducing the prices as low as we are. But you know why I'm doing that? Because I want to get as many people as possible here to hear this knowledge so it can impact their life and change their business. So, you guys, we're back again next Tuesday, Tuesday night, and then next Thursday as well. We'll have more guest speakers, more free training for you guys to learn about Internet marketing as well as other tips about finance and stuff for your businesses. And the room block will expire August the 27th. Don't delay in getting your hotel room booked because they will either all be sold out on the room block in the next 7 days, or you're going to be staying or paying higher fees in a different hotel. So this is Jeff Mills on behalf of Tom Wheelwright. I'm going to thank everyone for being on the call with us on the Ustream broadcast with us tonight. We'll see you all on Tuesday. And if you want to get replay broadcasts of any of these calls, it's real simple to do. You can go to the MidwestSuperConference.com/3, scroll down to the speaker bios on the sales letter, and there'll be MP3 links right next to them. Another place you can go is MidwestSuperConference.com/blog. And I've got a spy sitting behind me here. My little daughter just joined me in the room. You want to say hi to everybody? We're just finishing up here. I'm gonna have to pay her some modeling fees right now for coming on and sitting on my lap while I'm doing a business call with Tom Wheelwright. So how much money do you want, sweetie? Okay, anyway, thanks everyone for coming on here. We'll see you on Tuesday night. Have a good evening. Bye for now.
Surf's up, everybody. It's the Midwest Super Conference. Catch a wave, y'all. Don't wipe out. Well, come on, everybody, catch a wave, let's go.
Let's go, let's go, let's go.
To the Midwest Super Conference, that's the show.
Let's go, let's go, let's go.
'Cause you're looking for a change and a new way to be. Better equipped and financially free. The Super Conference is the place for you. Developing a network and starting out new. And Jeff Mills is the one to help you. Boost your sales, increase your leads. Listen as the